I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and this is the Friends with Friends podcast, the one where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends. I am the biggest Friends fan, and we're continuing our conversation from the last episode because this is a two-parter. It's the Ross and Rachel breakup, and I am joined by Vanessa.
Yes, Vanessa Martinez here, and now I know what everyone means when they say they were on a break.
Yes, and we have Caesar. Caesar's still here.
Hi, everybody. Yes. Caesar's still here.
Give still a here perspective. In a good way.
Yes, still here to give a different perspective on this episode, and I'm excited to be on this episode.
And not to get confused, because Vanessa's husband is named Caesar. This is not Vanessa's husband. This is Megan Tallis' husband.
Yes, the reporter here at KTLA.
That was established in the first episode.
Yes.
So people are joining this one. Yeah, they might be a little confused, but glad we're here.
Right. So we're on the 64th episode, the one with the morning after. It premiered February 20th, 1997, with 28.3 million viewers. Vanessa, I want to give us a quick plot overview. It's kind of quick.
Yes. So we were on a break. Rachel and Ross have an intense breakup fight while the rest of the friends are stuck in Monica's room.
Easy, because it's the main thing that happens here is them having their big breakup fight. Rachel
until 3 a.m. Yes.
3 a.m. Oh my gosh, until Rachel finds out about it. I mean, what do you guys think about this trail that Joey and Chandler blatantly are wrong in telling him don't tell her?
Horrible. I mean, I don't know.
Well, from a guy's perspective, I can imagine, you know, friends like would be like, no, just guys in general, just don't tell her, just live through it or just hide it, you're fine, kind of thing. So I mean, I can see especially Joey saying don't tell her, because Joey's more of a, you know, a player, quote unquote. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I can totally see why the writers made them the people that just said, don't tell Rachel, because if you did, you'd ruin your life. But ultimately, it kind of did.
Ultimately, Gunther told Rachel the news.
Yes, I know.
Great little plot twist.
Interesting. Yeah, so the thread goes like this. So Chloe is the one who Ross slept with. Isaac works with Chloe. Mm-hmm. And then Jasmine is Isaac's sister. And then Jasmine works with Phoebe. And Phoebe is friends with Rachel. So that's the presumed trail. That's how Chandler tells Ross, hey, you got to check with this. But the actual trail was this. Chloe, the woman that slept with Ross, works with Isaac. Isaac is, again, Jasmine. Isaac is brother to Jasmine. And then Jasmine is Gunther's roommate, and that's how it gets back to her.
So, that scene where Ross goes into Central Perk and he talks to Gunther, and then he turns around and sees Rachel just on the couch, heartbroken and upset, was just gut-wrenching.
Yes, and it's also interesting that they chose Gunther to be the one, because Gunther has been lusting over Rachel, and Gunther even gives little jabs to Ross, oh, because you don't have everything. You know, like, he's been doing this the whole three seasons, and so this is finally his jab to Ross, like, I got you. You know, you screwed up, and it had to be Gunther who had to do it, and I thought that was very interesting, that little
play. But let's go back really quick, and this is an issue that I have with this episode is how somewhat unrealistic that timeline is, or that, like, that trail within half, 24 hours? Was it a little more or a little less than 24 hours? It's like, it just doesn't, like, from a real perspective. So Chloe's going to tell her coworker, who's going to tell the sister, and then the sister's going to tell Gunther, her roommate. It's just, it's like,
It's kind of out there.
It's kind of out there. So maybe, I mean, the writers are brilliant, obviously, and they did it for a reason. But I just felt like maybe this is the only unrealistic part where it just got back to, it was just too much. It was too much. In my opinion.
I can see that. But I also know that.
But in real life. People talk. Correct. Maybe it'll take like a week, but like less than 24 hours.
That's true. And considering when this was too in the 90s, like it's now, obviously it comes out real quick because we all text, we can all DM, we can all like call each other, but like in the 90s, you kind of have to like, he was running around.
Be there in person.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He was running around and all of that. And so, yeah, I can see that. I never thought about that. I just kind of like, oh, that is what it is.
Every time I watch the episode, I just think
about it. Well, like, maybe everything is next door to each other.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, yeah, because they
live. Wishful thinking? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, that's the only thing I really have with like the unrealistic part about the episode is how quickly like that news traveled.
Yeah.
Because if it would have just stopped with Isaac, Rachel wouldn't have known. They would have got back together and everything would have been fine.
And then that wouldn't have been the show.
That wouldn't have been the show. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So maybe they had to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, yes, yes. But in real life, it is a lot. And then I like how it was, again, to be continued. And then they start right the morning after, where he wakes up in bed and he like puts, you know, he moves his sheet over him. He's like, what? And then Rachel shows up and it's like, she's still there. Oh my gosh. I'm sure in that scene, like people were yelling at their TV. What? No. And the fact that they had to bring Rachel in to be there when Chloe was there. I mean, that is so horrible.
It was kind of funny how Chloe was happy after they got back, got back together, and she gives a thumbs up from behind the door. But it's still totally, you know, messed up.
Yeah,
yes.
Totally.
But like, doesn't it play to the whole idea of back in the 90s? It's like, that's what a mistress would look like somewhat. Yeah. You got Rachel, who's career driven. That's who Ross wanted to be. And then they had to make Chloe this like wild bartender.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Showing her midriff and all that sort of stuff. So, it would have been more boring if it was like another business type woman. So I totally get why they did it, but you know, it's just a different perspective or a different idea that I just still think about.
And she's like whatever about it too. So because she is kind of like a wild, risque one.
Yeah.
Like
short hair.
Yeah. Just like they're completely on opposite spectrums, Rachel and Chloe. So of course they had to go with somebody way opposite because the rock's right in the middle.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So it's just sad though. Like they get back and they just start screaming at each other, and it's just so emotional.
But here's the thing: Ross also keeps digging himself deeper and deeper.
Yes.
But that still doesn't make it right what he did. I mean, first he said he told Rachel he tried to cover up the trail. He told Rachel the girl was still in the apartment. He brings up the technicality break or breakup. And in a previous episode, like I mentioned, you know, he didn't need to walk out of the door. He could have tried to fix things then and there, or also hang up the phone. He didn't have to do that. Yeah. And then he also brought up that Joey and Chandler told him not to say anything to Rachel.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, of course, that's going to make Rachel mad. It would make anyone mad.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course. And then wasn't at that moment Phoebe and Monica and like looked at Chandler and Joey in the room? That's right.
Yeah. So they're in the room because they're trying waxing this, like Monica bought this wax off of TV, and they're screaming, and then Joey and Chandler walk in and
because they heard the screaming, right?
Yeah. They heard the screaming. And so then Ross and Rachel walk in and they shut the door and they're in there for a while. So that's the funny part of the episode. And then it's in two different shots. It's like the awkward shot of the rest of the friends in the room, and then it's like the emotional shot of Ross and Rachel breaking up, you know. And so, like you said, like they do have a good balance of it, and it's uncomfortable, and that's what it's supposed to be. Breakups are uncomfortable. So,
but it wasn't really a balance though, this whole episode. And I was chatting with you guys before the start of this. This is so deep, and I like to talk about this episode because every time I see it on TV, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch it because when I watch Friends, I want to laugh. I want to feel good. But this episode does not make you feel good. Even with the comedic relief with the four other friends in the separate room, this episode doesn't make you feel good.
No.
It's just too emotional seeing Ross and Rachel cry. It's just, I'm sorry, Friends writers. I'm sorry to all the Friends universe. I sometimes just skip over this episode because I just don't want to watch it.
Yeah, it hurts
your
heart.
You're just like, ugh.
And that's the thing too. I think with this all, like the creators going from, you know, the emotional and comedic, like, I think they were very careful in that sense with the emotional part, because everybody can relate to this. You know, if you have ever dated anybody where it for a while and it just, it's sad. And I mean, like, it hits everybody differently because we all have these different experiences. And so I think that's very careful of them to, like, okay, you're doing a big breakup scene that you've been rooting for this like past three seasons and we're breaking them up. You know, it's like it's carefully crafted, and I think it's done so well.
Mm-hmm. It is done well, because you're right. Everyone was rooting for Ross and Rachel through these three seasons, soon after seasons, and just mm-hmm. to see it happen and just crumble in front of your eyes. Yes. Just like, and then they literally don't get back together for another seven more seasons. Like,
yeah,
it's just, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
it's tough.
It is tough. And everybody's gone through it. And so it's just, it's relatable in that sense. And
yeah,
everybody's so invested.
What do you guys think of Ross telling Rachel that every time, you know, when things starts to get tough, she runs away? We saw that she ran away from Barry.
Yeah.
At the altar.
I mean, I don't really consider her running away though, because she just said we were on a break, but it didn't mean that he had to like walk away and not continue the conversation. She tried calling him and like wanting to get back together with him. So I wouldn't consider her running away if she, and you know, like at this point, until she does some, he does something that makes her like, I can't do this anymore. So if he didn't cheat on her, maybe they would have worked it out.
But this also, I think, gives the Team Ross people ammunition to make it feel like, okay, well, maybe Rachel is running away from things. She ran away from Barry, she's, you know, quote unquote, spoiled girl, daddy's credit card. So it's just maybe the writer's way of making it seem like Ross isn't a terrible, terrible, terrible guy. Because if they would have just made him like be evil, then maybe for the next seven seasons, people would still not maybe like Ross. I don't know.
That's a good point.
That's true. Because he isn't evil. He's not.
He made
a mistake.
A big mistake.
But Ross is very technical. He's a scientist. He has a PhD. He's a doctor. So when someone says break in his brain, and I can kind of relate to this, I'm a very technical person too.
Yeah.
You know, you hear the word break, you just automatically think like it's, well, for technical people like myself, it's like, oh, it's a breakup.
Yeah.
It is a break. Because he's technical, he's a scientist, X's and O's, 1, 2, 3, ABCs, all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
My husband always says, I can't read your mind.
Well, that's the thing, because we think further past like so many things. We overthink things in a sense. And then I think, and this is not like trying to sound sexist or anything, but I think guys are just very simple. You know, like you said, we're on a break. Okay, we're breaking up. You know, whereas we're like, oh, we're on a break, but we can still talk and then like figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, and I just think guys are a little more simple, you know, in a sense. And that's
that makes sense too. Make a lot of sense. Yeah, that actually does. Yeah. us men or males, sometimes we can't think of different things at the same time. We only have like one task at hand. You do one thing, finish that, next. Yeah. So like I've actually seen it in my marriage with Megan. Megan can do 100 things at the same time, and I'm just like astonished, like her being a new mom and all that sort of stuff. I'm like, how did you get it all done? Me, I just need to focus on one thing at a time. So, which I think why I somewhat relate to Ross, because I feel like he and I think somewhat of the same, like very technical.
Break up. Yeah. And
but his explanation is just it's not good either. It's just where he's trying to like try to answer Rachel's question of, was she good? Like, and just, shut up. And then he said, no one likes change. It's like, wait, what? Like, just.
Oh my gosh. And that's the thing too. I imagine like in the 90s when people were watching this live, just screaming at the TV, shut up. And then like commercials, because you would have to wait for commercials then. You just like, oh, it's just a heavy, like, oh, you're like invested. Just walking like,
he's digging his own grave.
Yes. He did. He's deep.
He's deep in there.
He can't get up.
Oh my gosh. It's horrible.
It is. I mean, especially the part where I got kind of sad and a little teary-eyed when he said he can't imagine his life without her. And then he like holds her arms and then he gets down on his knees. I was like, oh, that's heart wrenching.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Which goes back to my whole, like, I just don't like this episode because when I see that, it's just like, ugh. And I don't like to feel emotional watching things. That's why I don't really watch a lot of emotional type of shows.
Yeah.
But some, it's just, it's like, I don't want to see Rachel's face. I don't want to see Ross's face. And it just hurts.
It does. It does. Yeah. And this thing, like you said, like, I never really thought of that, of like, not watching this episode. I just always kind of, it's always on, but like, it's true. Like, I watch Friends just to feel like at home and to laugh, because, you know, laughing is so pure and it makes you feel better. And then this one just does not make you feel better at all.
No, not at all.
It's sad. You think and makes you sad and you just evaluate it all.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and then it just makes you think of, like, if you were in your scenario, and is that, if that's your significant other, like, you know, just you, like, it makes you feel, it's like, what, you know, it's like, you're trying to put yourself in Ross's shoes. Like,
yeah. You don't even want to think about that happening.
No, like, exactly. But, like, but it makes you think about it. But it makes you think about it, which is the whole point, which why I don't like to watch the episode, because you're just seeing the pain and you're just imagining yourself in that pain. You're just like, oh, change.
Yeah.
Turn on the ports. I don't know. Yeah.
It's like those commercials of, like, helping those animals in the shelters.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. With Rachel, Sarah McLachlan comes on. Yeah. Like, okay, I can't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Jimmy Rose. That's
so true. Open your eyes. Yeah. You can't look at it. It's too real. It's funny. It hurts. Really happening. Well, let's take a break and let's explore this idea a little bit more. What would you do? So be right back.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, and we're back. So what would you guys do in this situation? Like, you guys don't even want to imagine it because you guys are married. I don't know what I would do because I'm not married and I'm a single woman. So me, I would exactly follow what Rachel's doing. But I don't know. It's different if you're married as well. I don't know. I guess it's hard to say.
I mean, yeah, it's hard to say, especially when there's kids involved and everything like that. Like,
marriage. Yeah. I mean, I think it's obviously easier of a decision to act upon your gut if there isn't a marriage or there isn't kids. So it's like, it's kind of hard to get in that, like, mind frame on, like, what would I do? But, like, I don't even want to think about that because
this is what a downer.
I
do? Then,
I mean, I did exactly what. Yeah, no, it's You see, this episode just gets you thinking too much. I hate it.
All right, so, and this is the second time that we see they are all arguing back in season two, and the one with the list where they're all watching them. You know, when Ross is outside the window trying to tell Rachel her good list, and so if they're all, they always have a front row seat to Ross and Rachel's relationship, just because it's all in the same bubble, all the same friends. And so,
I mean, if I was the friends, I'd be listening too. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, my husband and I went to go get food and there was a couple arguing in the car. What do? We lowered down the windows. We needed to hear what was happening.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
We didn't know who they were.
But with the four other friends, I'm sure Joey and Chandler were thinking, don't screw it up. Ross, don't screw it up. Don't screw it up. Don't screw it up. And Monica and Phoebe were, like, probably more on the emotional thinking side. Just like, oh, come on, just work it out. Work it out. Work it out. Mm-hmm. You know, I would definitely be listening. And that iconic scene of all their heads on the window or on the door, on just the listening. Door.
Eating wax.
Eating wax. Yeah.
But organic the way they staggered that shot. That is such a good, like, staggering, like, Monica's the littlest, so she's on the, like, dresser, you know, and then it goes from Joey Chandler and then Phoebe at the bottom. And I think that's just so perfect the way they shot that, is because it's a perfect frame of them listening. And did you see their faces when it got really emotional and Ross is on his knees? Like Phoebe's crying, like Monica's crying, and they're just like all just so sad. And it just, I've never seen them that sad, obviously, because it's obviously a sad point in the series, but it's just like we're all there with them and we are feeling what Ross and Rachel, or what Monica and Joey and Chandler and Phoebe are feeling, you know, and they do it so well. So, yeah.
Yeah. And this episode ends on a sad note, and most episodes have that like 1 minute little like plot at the end that makes you laugh. But this episode doesn't have it and just goes straight into credits. And it's just like,
sad.
What did I just watch? Yeah. Like, what did I just watch?
The only funny part I would say was when, Phoebe was like, they've been quiet for a long time. And Joey says, maybe she killed him. That was the only time I laughed out loud.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah. Maybe she killed him. Yeah. There was a funny line, but it was like a jabbing line when Rachel says to Ross, you're trying to get out of this on technicality. He goes, I'm not trying to get out of anything. I thought our relationship was dead. And then Rachel goes, well, you had a hell of a time at the wink.
That was funny too.
Yeah, no, my favorite line was when Ross is like, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. And then Rachel's like, all right, let's talk about it. Was she good?
Yeah.
And then Ross is like, just fumbling on his words. Yeah. And you can just, and then I think it pans to Joey and like Chandler.
Yeah.
Like, trying to like, and then he says, well, nobody likes change. And then I think it goes back to Joey and Chandler, and they're just like, well, don't say that.
Yeah. What do you do? Don't say that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's just he's digging himself a deep, deep grave. And
he
couldn't get
out. He can't get out of it. And he doesn't get out of it for a while.
For a very long time.
Yeah.
But again, I like that this iconic two episodes, we were on a break. It's just like it continues and continues and continues, and the running gag. And who knew that that sentence would be a running gag? And the main plot line for Ross and Rachel.
But it never gets old, though. So which
it never gets old. It's just so brilliant of them. So brilliant.
It makes you just think about it, if they were really on a break or if they were broken up.
Yeah.
I'm
still
wondering.
Focusing
on all those details.
Oh my
gosh. Honestly, I think if that poll was like nationwide, it would be more closer to 50-50, because people are just, it's just, you hear the word break up.
Yeah.
Take some time apart. It's maybe would have been better or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is tough. It is tough when you're emotionally invested like we are, like we're such big fans of the show. It's just like, okay, were they? Were they not? And then getting your perspective as well, Caesar. It's like, oh, maybe so. Wait a minute, but wait. And it just continues, and that's part of the brilliance and the legacy of this show. So.
Yeah. But maybe Ross or maybe Rachel should have thought like, okay, my boyfriend is a scientist. He's very technical. You know, he breaks things down. He's a scientist, for God's sake. And she says, break.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, a woman's defense, we always want, you know, we always expect for our husbands to know what we're thinking or what we mean by certain words.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know.
You know.
Well, yeah. I've been with Megan for over 10 years, so I know.
Yeah.
And that's why...
Yeah. Same as Vanessa and her husband Caesar. They've been together for 10 years and then they got married.
There you go.
Yeah.
I know. After COVID.
After COVID.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, no. So I think, still evaluating the situation.
There you go.
Were they on a break or were they broken up? We will never know. Well, hopefully when I watch more episodes, I'll know.
Well, it's in the next few episodes. Again, the tension is still there. And now they're going to have to navigate like being friends and hanging out with each other. They can't go from one, you know, let me just hang out with Joey and Chandler, because like Phoebe and Monica still want to hang out with them too. So we'll see that in the next episode. So coming up in the next episode, Friends with Friends, they all go on a ski trip and the tension continues. They continue to fight. So we'll see that coming up.
Yes. If you like us, give us 5-star rating, subscribe, download, and give us nice comments.
Yes.
And Caesar, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for joining us. It's nice. It's nice to get a male perspective as well. Another big fan, you know, because it is true. It's like, especially these two episodes. it's like we have like the ladies team Rachel, but then we don't know, you know, like it's nice.
Yeah, no. And I'm glad to bring that different perspective to this very emotional two episodes.
Oh yeah, so emotional.
My tears are inside.
All right, thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Bye.